attention. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Was he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
You know what? Authoritarians can leave right now. Get out. Don't want you. No more authoritarians. After last hour, I'm just no more Mr. Nice Guy, right?
No more Mr. Nice Guy.
Yeah, I know. I am a nice guy. I think I'm a nice guy, but
Mr. Nice Guy.
Yeah, well, it upsets me greatly. We did almost a whole hour on the vaccine issue, and I think for the first time, really went to the heart of it and nailed them. Nailed the pro-vaccine forces on the issue. You know, if they want to argue for the vaccines, fine, use the science. But the fact is they haven't conducted the experiments that they would claim need to be conducted in order to rise to the level of legitimate science. So they were arguing for believing what they believe. They were arguing against your beliefs for their beliefs. So they're arguing religious dogma. And I just wanted to lay that down, because what's happened here, the way they have been able to succeed in this over generations now is because of the de-evolution, if you will, of the American people into an authoritarian, power-structured culture. And case in point, the 11-year-olds being held at gunpoint because they're building a tree fort.
Right.
This is the kind of stuff that doesn't happen in a country that prides itself and lives according to the principles of liberty, freedom. You don't pull out a gun on an 11-year-old who's building a treehouse. Now, again, granted, that's one small example. It may just be a deranged lunatic police officer. I don't know all of the details. But these kind of stories do pop up fairly regularly. And then we have the case of the psychiatric drug-induced shootings. We just heard a news report, a horrible news report of a mom who drowned her baby, a 2-year-old, by holding her under the water in a bathtub. How much do we need to even bet on the fact that Paxil, Zoloft, Prozac, or any one of those combinations was involved there, too? And right. Who are the authority? Who are the authorities? The psychiatrists, the medical doctors, the doctor. Well, we're going to the doctor now, an authority figure on this. Let's go to the government, the authority on this. And they're going to say, well, no, it had nothing to do with that. Or the authorities, like the people at Right for Forbes, that claim that, you know, we're out of our mind bonkers not following the science because we do not argue that everyone should be vaccinated. Again, I believe in the freedom, should you choose to, but I think, yes, it's a bonkers maneuver if you say, I rely on science, because it isn't. It's about your belief. If you believe that vaccines are good for you or your kid, it's a belief. It's not based on science, because the science isn't there. And if you read what the so-called science reveals, right, they say the science reveals that. What does it reveal? It's a bunch of statistics. It's a bunch of data that is interpreted in a certain way to promote certain agendas.
And listen, there's good science. But, you know, you get people like this Emily Willingham. You know, I mean, she's going to decide which science is the good science.
Right.
My science is good. Your science is bad.
Because she's an authoritarian. You see what I'm saying here? I've had it. I had it long ago with authority. I came into this life, I had it with authoritarians. I've never been one. And it's just in my nature. When people ask, why do you do what you do? I don't know. Part of it was just like I was born that way. Call Lady Gaga. I don't know. I was born not like an authority or authoritarians.
Born that way. I like it.
Okay. Yeah. We are using it a little differently than I think she did in the song.
Yeah, I would have to say that's the first time we've used Lady Gaga references in this show.
Right. I'm just thinking the only science that I like is the weird science with Kelly LeBrock.
There you go.
Yeah.
Haven't seen her in a while.
No. Anyway, but listen, here we go. We're diving into more science You know, I mentioned the, did I mention on the air, off the air, that movie, Compliance, where the, you know, the authority figures can call up the phone, you know, just call you on the phone and convince you you're their police officer, you need to strip search somebody, and they do it.
Right.
I mean, what kind of culture would do that? I mean, who would not question and go, wait a second, if you're a cop, why aren't you here? You can't deputize me to strip search somebody. I mean, that's the thought that doesn't happen because we're so, how would we call it, indoctrinated, programmed, mind numbed to authority that we would just go, oh, yeah, they say vaccines are scientific. It must be because they have the degrees. You see, this is what's happened. And we've lost the ability as a culture, not individually, but collectively, that insanity, to question authority, particularly in the area. Now, we haven't lost it completely, as evidenced by the desperation ploy in play that government medical authorities are throwing at everybody through Forbes or other outlets to convince you that the parents that have witnessed their children reverting after vaccination into an autism spectrum are somehow unscientific because they observed something and now they based a belief on their observation, which is all science really is. Except they say we conduct it in a vacuum. Sorry, you guys suck because life doesn't happen in a vacuum unless we send you into outer space. And then let's just see how good your science works in that vacuum.
Take your needle with you.
Right. Take those needles with you up to space. So there you go. Now, transitioning into another level or layer of authoritarians, the Democratic governors. The Democratic governors. Yeah. We're going to get into the bipartisan, but first we'll pick on the Democrats. Because, there is support among the most Democrats or those who would claim to be Democrats for legalizing marijuana, cannabis. I mean, that's always been the more leftist part of the social liberty kind of aspect of the political scene. Of course, libertarians have always been there. The Democrats leaned more towards social liberty. You should be able to do what you want with a plant. They might not say God created it because they might be atheists. I don't know. But the fact of that, they go, all right, you should do it. But interestingly enough, even Governor Moonbeam Brown in California says, whoa, 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 we got to hold off on this thing about legalization of this weed.
Right.
You know, Governor Brown says, I think we ought to kind of watch and see how things go in Colorado. He's the wait and see Democrat. I'm not brave enough to actually fully decriminalize and legalize it in California, the crunchy granola, sweet eating, weed smoking area of the world. Well, no, I couldn't do that. All right, how would that impact our prison system? So the Democratic.
That's for another show, I guess. But anyway.
Right. I mean, you think about the budgets that would go down there. But, and California could use all the budget it can get, much less the tax revenue that would come in off of legalizing. But that's another story. We can't think that Democrats think clearly on this issue. Mr. Brown, among other Democrats, they find themselves uncomfortably at odds with their own base. You think? Right? And other governments. Government leaders, if you will. These are the governors of the state. By the way, they are, by and large, beholden to the federal government, the way things have all been altered over the years. We get into certain amendments to the Constitution. One, in fact, removed, let's say, the states from any representation in the federal government when they altered the Constitution to popularly elect senators. Again, I digress, but I want you to understand the politics are very woven deeply over the course of decades how we got here. Now, we move to the Republican side of the aisle, and we are going to give no quarter. Because there's a case here in Pennsylvania. In fact, we're going to be talking about this because we've got a Pennsylvania mom, Dana Ulrich, scheduled this hour. And she, you know, she's wanting to get medical marijuana for her daughter who's suffering with, guess what, major seizure disorders. And there's a governor of that state, Corbett, who's a Republican.
Yeah.
And you know what he says?
Oh, this is bad.
Yeah, of course. We all know Republicans are all for less government intrusion into our lives, right? Governor, you want small government? Bring on the Republicans. They will save you from government intervention. But Corbett was asked about, you know, medical marijuana in his state because a lot of parents there in Pennsylvania saying, we need this. My child needs this. We've tried everything. Nothing's working. And what does Republican Governor Corbett say when challenged on this issue? I wouldn't legalize pot even if my own toddler grandson needed it.
Hmm.
What? The small government Republican governor of Pennsylvania says, even if my own grandson wanted it, I wouldn't legalize it.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't he legalize it? Because he's a small government Republican, right? He's all for getting the government out of people's lives, isn't he? No. No, he wouldn't. And here's why. He's a coward. And if you think I'm just calling him names just to be mean and nasty, I'm not. Here's a quote directly from Governor Corbett of Pennsylvania. When I see the federal government legalize it, because it's a federal law, when I see the FDA do some testing, then I think we can start considering it, Corbett said. Until then, no. This is the small. This is what you got, Republicans. Happy small government, my aspirin. You're talking about someone who bows down to the authoritarian, unconstitutional regime in Washington. Whether it's a Republican at the head of the presidency or a Democrat, it matters not. The bureaucratic oligarchy of which the FDA, the DEA, and all of that say, well, no, you can't legalize it because we've criminalized it at the federal level, despite the fact that there is no enumerated power granted to the federal government by the states or the people that would allow them to make criminal a plant that God created.
Apparently, and he's not aware of the 10th Amendment.
He has no idea. Yeah. You think a governor of a state would know enough about the first 10 amendments of the Constitution? I mean, maybe he doesn't know about the 23rd or the 16th, but he should know the first 10 and the 10th. Powers not specifically granted or enumerated to the federal government belong to the states or the people, respectively. You do not need to wait for an act of Congress or a Supreme Court ruling. You simply nullify it like 21 states have already done, Governor Dunderheaded Corbett of Pennsylvania. And in the meantime, because the federal government rules your roost in your household, you would let your grandkids suffer rather than nullify an unconstitutional federal limitation on the freedom of your own grandkid to get well via a plant that God created, whether you call it medical marijuana, cannabis, or hemp. And that is amazing. That is where we are going today, this hour, on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We hope to hear from Dana Ulrich. She is a mom looking for an option in Pennsylvania for her daughter, Lorelei. Legalize for Lorelei. Can we get Governor Corbett on board here? Can we get her some help? Let's find out about this story, how it happened, and what's going on. More super moms out there. We want to support you. We do. Right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, 6 days a week through naturalnewsradio.com and our syndicator, GCN. Back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition, for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or visit Carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
What is it that finally gets you off of your authoritarian aspirin? You know what I'm saying? Moms and dads, of course, we've talked about the controversy of the vaccines, witnessing children being harmed by any number of things. And at a certain point where you as a mom or a dad says, I got to defend my kid. And what about in the case of treatments for certain diseases that may be mysteries to the medical community? You might want to reach out and utilize something that's not approved by the government. Oh, my gosh, how crazy is that for an American to want to use something not approved by the government? Well, we have a whole generation of parents that are waking up, unfortunately, to some very serious circumstances with their own children. And we have one of those super moms right now coming in from Pennsylvania. We were just talking about the Republican Governor Corbett of Pennsylvania, and hopefully we'll move him in the right direction. But I know someone who's trying her level best. She's a mom. She's got a daughter, Lorelei, and we want to talk about Legalize for Lorelei right now with Dana Ulrich. Dana, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate the opportunity to come on and tell our story.
Well, we're glad that you're doing it, because for every one story that is out there, there are probably 1,000 others that will never be heard. So we want to hear what happened here. Obviously, you have a child that is in the seizure, severe seizure disorders that no medicine seemingly has been able to help.
Yeah, that's correct, unfortunately. My daughter, Lorelei, she's 6 right now, but she was diagnosed at 2. With a form of epilepsy that just seems to not respond to medication. So she's literally been through every FDA approved and some that aren't FDA approved treatments, and so far she's still having between 500 and 700 seizures a day.
Oh my gosh. My heart goes out. If you say not some that are not FDA approved, I know we're going to talk about cannabis, marijuana, hemp, but are you talking about other drugs that are being used off-label for your child that the doctors were trying to experiment with?
Yes, that's correct. That's correct.
Okay. So you went, as far as what's considered the traditional allopathic medical route, you've put your daughter through to what we consider, at least in this culture, the experts in modern medicine, and so far they've come up with nothing that has really helped ultimately get this thing under control. If you're talking 300, 400, 500 or more seizures a day.
Yes, that's absolutely right. Yeah, I mean, a lot of the drugs, like you have said, you know, they're being used off-label. You know, they may have FDA approval for children that are, you know, 17 years or older. But in the case of Lorelei being 6, obviously they are being used off-label, and mm-hmm. still we're not having success with them. So ultimately, we're you know, we're in this position where we have no other choice.
Right. And Dana, let me ask, in terms of your little girl, Lorelei, you said it happened around 2 years of age. I'm sure you're familiar at least with a little bit of the controversy of the vaccination linked to GI damage and perhaps the GI damage creating the electrical imbalances or dysfunction within the brain and seizure disorders. Have any doctors counseled you on that issue at all?
No doctors have. I have been, you know, it's been brought to my attention by a lot of other parents. You know, I don't know if there's a link there between the vaccines and the seizures for Lorelei. She, her seizures did not start at any particular time, like near any of her vaccines. They were all months after. So I don't know. Is there a correlation? There could be, I guess, but you know, sure. I really have no way of knowing.
Well, you see how the moms and dads are kind of coming together to help each other out, because we're dealing with these mysterious circumstances of causation that the docs go, we don't know. So what do? Just sit on our thumbs and do nothing? No, we talk, we learn, we investigate, we research, just as you have done to come to this point of the discussion here on the Robert Scott Bell Show today. Also, antibiotics. We know they're like explosive napalm in the gut of these children. Were there any antibiotics given to your daughter in the first 2 years of life?
Yes, I'm sure that she did get antibiotics during mm-hmm. the first 2 years of her life. Again, mm-hmm. I wouldn't even be able to recollect that far back if they were at any time near the start of her seizures.
Gotcha. Okay. So at what point did you now begin to look into a plant? Some have called it, in a derogatory fashion, marijuana. We tend to like to call it cannabis or hemp, that might be helpful. Was it the Sanjay Gupta's weed on CNN, or what was it that brought you to that possibility?
I had actually started researching cannabis about 8 months before the Sanjay Gupta special came out on CNN.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, it's just me as a mom scouring the internet trying to find anything I can to help my kid. So, you know, I just kept coming back to this cannabis, kept popping up and popping up on these searches. And so I thought there had to be something to it, but
right.
I had no real way to prove it one way or the other. And it wasn't until actually that special did air that I thought, hey, I'm not alone here. There's
okay.
something here, and I have to do something about it.
All right, Dana, stand by. We're going to take our first break with Dana Ulrich. We're going to talk about this a little bit more, a lot more, in fact. Legalized for Lorelei. It's MMJ4L, the number 4. And we've got it linked.com. We've got it linked up in the show notes. We're going to talk more about cannabis for kids after this.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels up to 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first, unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful, a gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Oh, righty then.
You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right or am I right or am I right? Right.
Robert Scott Bell.
All right, we continue to highlight and spotlight the moms and dads out there dealing with children that are really beyond the reach of remedies in modern medicine. Let's face it, more and more of them are becoming aware of this. We talk about the controversy of the vaccine issue, and certainly now the controversy of seizure disorders and more. Look at the depression medicines that are causing people to shoot up schools or Fort Hood. And, you know, we're thinking, well, wow, couldn't we consider a plant that God created like, they call it in a derogatory fashion marijuana, but let's call it what it is, cannabis or hemp. Is it possible we can access it? We're talking right now with Dana Ulrich, and she is talking about her daughter, Lorelei, in Pennsylvania, wanting to access something that she's researching now and says this could be the hope. We have seen it happen for other children, reduction of seizure activity from 300, 400, 500 or more a day to almost zero. It's happened. Can she access it in Pennsylvania? Not yet. What is going on there, Dana?
I wish I could tell you. You know, I think you know, this big scary word, marijuana, for whatever reason, seems to scare a lot of. And I don't have anything against Republicans necessarily, but you know, for a lot of this, it seems to be the Republican Party that is holding us back here from this big scary plant. So I wish I could answer that for you, but it just seems to be fear.
Yeah, and as we talked about, the Democratic governors, also Jerry Brown in California, also reluctant to do and embrace the legalization of a plant that is clearly helping a lot of folks based on wrong information. That to Sanjay, Dr. Gupta's credit, he acknowledged he was lied to, he was misled, and I give him his props for that. But what we've talked about here on this show, the controversy, is that there is a form of the plant, known as the industrial hemp, that we see. You go into the health food stores, you can buy hemp protein, you can buy hemp clothes. There's all kinds of stuff available, and that doesn't fall under the same schedule. In terms of growing, it does, but availability through health food stores in all 50 states. Have you found any access to a form that would not get you thrown in the pokey as a parent wanting to help her child?
Well, not anything that wouldn't get me thrown in the pokey, as you say. You know, and anything that we have found thus far seems to exceed that 0.3% THC level, which would then classify it not as hemp anymore, but enough to get us thrown in jail and have our kids taken away, which is obviously not something that we would take that risk.
Well, that threshold is something that's very important, as you said, because they measure it out. But even the suspicion of it, we covered, Super Don, remember, we just covered this story this last week of a mom in Florida. Was that right? Renee Petro, who was utilizing a form of industrial hemp, the cannabidiol, the CBD-rich oil, that had less than that threshold.
Right.
Dana, less than that threshold. Now, she wasn't thrown in prison, but somebody thought she might be using something wrong. So as I said, we come back to this authoritarian culture, this culture like our neighbors are spying on us and cops have to pull guns on 11-year-olds who are building a treehouse in the backyard, where we now have to fear for doing something completely lawful and legal, even if, as we've identified, that you can access this CBD-rich hemp oil without exceeding the number. But the threat and the fear, which I understand, Dana, is that they'll just perceive that it is the same thing, even if it isn't.
Right.
Well, and that's true, and you know, I have to be very thankful that we haven't been on anything like that, and I say that because just 2 weeks ago, Lorelei was in the emergency room for a very lengthy 12-hour seizure, and because her pupils were dilated and her heart rate was up, one of the first things they did was drug test her. I mean, and as a physician, you know, if I were a physician and I saw a kid come in like that, I might do the same thing. But, you know, had she been on any products like that, I could right now be very, very much in trouble.
Well, and that's the point. We need to work with folks that are validating third-party analysis that it is indeed below the threshold. But that still doesn't answer the question of the concerns that some parents have, like you, and legitimately so, that some nosy neighbor or CPS or somebody doesn't know the law, doesn't recognize the distinction or difference. And that's why we continue to push for all forms of legalization, whether it be CBD only or THC and everything, which I believe it should all be available. So this is a real, real dilemma for a parent that all you want to do is see your kid stop the seizures, right? And you feel like you can't even experiment with something that claims to be and may indeed be validated to be below the threshold of being considered an illegal drug.
Well, that's true. I mean, it's beyond infuriating, you know, to know that we don't have the option of a true cannabis oil is one thing. To not even be able to use a hemp oil that you can, like you had mentioned, buy products in any health food store around the nation is even more infuriating.
Yeah, because we would argue that the federal law, I think, in this case, they acknowledge the legality of hemp-based products in stores as supplements, as dietary supplements, non-THC containing, below the threshold, that you could indeed access right now in Pennsylvania without recriminations from a purely legalistic standpoint, but perception becomes reality, and we've got a long way to go, and that's what we're investing in, if we will, in our time, energy, and efforts here with Super Don and the Health Freedom Express and the Robert Scott Bell Show, to, let's say, transform the consciousness. Maybe that's too big of a word, I don't know. But my goodness, the kind of campaign that you're coordinating there, you're even helping, I think, and participating in writing the Senate Bill 1182 in Pennsylvania.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, I went to visit my senator, and, you know, for me, I walk in, there's this, you know, middle-aged white male Republican, and I thought, well, you know, I'm just wasting my time here. But fortunately, I sat down, and he said, you know what, I'm sorry I've wasted your time, but I'm already on board. So, I mean, you could imagine my surprise that that he was already so on board. And so I proposed to him that we write a new piece of legislation that would legalize cannabis for medicinal uses. And he said, let's do it. So we got right to work in November, and it's still with the Senate right now, but we're working on getting that voted out.
Okay. So at this point, though, because of your fear of recriminations, you have not experimented with any of the CBD-rich hemp oils that are available for sale in the state or could be shipped to you. And this, again, to me, this is a crime. This is the fear, however legitimate it is, that we, you know, we've seen some parents stand up and say, you're not going to limit me, and they are risking a lot because of the overwhelming intrusion of the government through Child Protective Services to go where I believe and perceive they do not belong, and particularly in this case, when you have a child that has been through every medical option that you could possibly access and nothing has helped.
Well, and that's kind of where I feel like I'm in a catch-22 here. You know, my name is very much out there. Anybody in this particular arena in Pennsylvania knows who I am. All the legislators know who I am. And so for me, being so much in the spotlight, to try something, even the hemp oil that's supposedly legal, mm-hmm. for me, that's a dangerous risk. If I was, you know, somebody who was laying low and staying under the radar, I mm-hmm. may have more of an option for that. But I am very well known, and, you know, anybody could have just, say, cause to investigate. So it kind of puts me in a precarious position.
Oh, I feel for you, Dana. I'm just my heart goes out to you and all the parents out there in a similar predicament. It's an absurd reality, but we are living in it. Police state USA, where Democrat and Republican governors are dragging their feet, with a few exceptions, to move where inevitably it will be. I mean, there will be a time where we're going to look back and go, how ridiculous it was that we ever perceived that we had to criminalize a plant that God created. We were lied to about this. And now your child is suffering, I perceive, needlessly from this point forward or from whatever point you've accessed it. And even we've had a pediatrician, a doctor from California, children's doctor, that's utilizing the CBD-rich hemp oil safely, even though it hasn't been legalized, quote-unquote, the marijuana cannabis that has THC in it, legally in California. So we know there's evidence that this is being done, that children are being helped. Even now we found out that the weed specials Gupta did, they were getting that, what is the name of that oil that it was CBD-rich?
The Charlotte's Web is the strain that's in Colorado.
They didn't say it on the air, but now we found out that indeed they were growing it from not the quote unquote marijuana plants, but from the industrial hemp plants.
It's hemp. If you go on their website, they are sitting there describing it as a hemp strain, a hemp oil on the Stanley Brothers website.
Wow. I mean, there's some major movement here, Dana, and I feel like we're going to be talking again soon, and we're going to see some transformation and change. But you've actually been thinking about having to uproot your family to go to Colorado at this point because, you know, it's not moving fast enough.
Well, that's correct. And you know, for like any of the parents here in PA or any states that are not legal yet, you know, my daughter sleeps in bed with me every single night. I wake up in the morning, I put my hand on her chest, and I can breathe because, you know, she's still with me. So, you know, we all fear that the next seizure could be the last seizure. And, mm-hmm. you know, it gets to the point where when is the risk too high to stay in your home state than to move to Colorado or California or Washington, where you have access to the medicine that you need?
Right. And, you know, you're well within your right to utilize it this very moment. It's lawful, but again, quote unquote, there's a difference between lawful and legal. And this is where the government has grown far outside of legitimacy, in my humble opinion here. And I don't want to see any more of these kids suffer in this way. So what is the next step? Obviously, you're reaching out. You're doing things through the Senate with that bill there. A lot of states, a lot of families are coming together. We don't want to see these medical marijuana refugees occurring. We want to let the authorities know that there is a legal and even lawful form of the cannabis plant, the industrial hemp, that should be right now. You should be able to use it without fear of recrimination right now in Pennsylvania, no matter what, even without any change in the laws.
Well, yeah, and that's true. I mean, it is something that we should be able to utilize. And again, unfortunately, especially in such a conservative state like Pennsylvania, a lot of parents fear using it. And, you know, we do. I know a ton of parents that are using the hemp oil. I know parents that are using cannabis oil for their children, and they're having a great deal of success. But like I said, for me, I'm in a precarious position because I'm so in the forefront of the fight here in PA,
right,
that I run a higher risk of the chance of,
right,
being investigated.
Well, everybody paying attention, listening to this. This is the current United States of America. That's Pennsylvania, where Dana Ulrich lives with her daughter Lorelei. We want to see them have access to what we believe is your birthright in healing, health freedom, and Dana, we appreciate you standing up and also coming on the show to share your story. We'd love to check in with you to see how this evolves. Anything we can do to help out.
Well, I appreciate it. And anybody who's listening in a state where it's not legal, get on board. Call your legislators.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Gorilla? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins give you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card to leave another dollar. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfood, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's killing you. We got freeze-dried food that's organic. Super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money-back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Another intense episode of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Coming to a close, but this is our first show of the week, right? We start our week on Sunday, not Monday. And of
Get
course,
warmed advanced, up for the week on Sunday.
Yeah, Advanced Medicine with Dr. Rashid Bitar. And we're gearing up for a big event, the Cannabis Cup 420 in Denver, Colorado.
Denver, yeah.
Yeah. And I tell you what, man. With Dana, I feel for her. I'm just so outraged. You know, as much as I was outraged before, you hear that, it's like, in the meantime, her child is not getting what's needed based on what we know medicinally. Could value even the form that is legal and lawful, you know. So there you go. Just an incredible story. And these are the things that should not, you know, we talk about un-American activities, denying children the opportunity to access this. And Governor Corbett, I don't know you, I haven't met you, but based on that statement about what you said about your grandson and your false perception that the federal government has the final say on this issue, I'm glad I'm not meeting you right now. I'll just say that.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, you want to spank somebody like they're a little child. They're behaving like they're a little child. And you can't, because that's assault and battery. We're not doing that. That's not what we're advocating. But you got to feel
it. Is assault and battery?
Of a governor, yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, you know, unless he pays for it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we are going to go into. I have no idea what Super Don just said. All right. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, hey, thanks to our good friends at One World Way Synergistic Nutrition. I was thinking, in terms of utilization of good nutrition, you know, for little baby Lorelei, that they could experiment with the One World Way, because it's micronized. The amino acids are there, and I suspect that there is a digestive issue that I would say One World Way would be something to look at as well. Mm-hmm. I certainly wish that they could, you know, access the HempMedsPX.com. I know her concerns, and listen, we're not delegitimizing her concerns, because the authorities will take you out even if they think you're a figurehead and they got a way in to take your kid. They'll do it. We've seen that. Boston Children's Hospital on another issue. So we got perception and reality, and they don't often meet. Even though perception becomes reality for the dunderheads at CPS who would take your children away based on something that is perfectly lawful and legal to use.
Right.
So, I'm just like in twisted a little bit in knots emotionally in talking with Dana, you know what I mean?
Well, listen, I mean, we're going to see this. And there are a lot of people out there that are looking for these solutions, and a lot of people that have reservations like Dana does.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what it is that we are going to be trying to deal with as we go around the country.
Yeah, we are going to do it. We're not going to try
those options. Yeah.
We're going to do it. We are going to do it. And in fact, you know, when we're in Colorado, we'll be investigating further. Of course, we've got some friends investigating. We've got doctors that are working with these things, and
right.
We want families like Dana's family to access this right now. No legislation needed
right
now. While we support all legislation to free it up, but right now we should not have to wait. She should not have to wait. These children should not suffer one more seizure, much less hundreds a day.
That's right.
Let's see. What else is in the news? Again, we got Bitar coming up. We got events coming up. Oh, my gosh. Did you know that they postponed or preempted the Carol Alt yesterday for a ping on some Chinese boat?
Oh, yes, yes. They did. They are saying they may have
found
a black box. Yes.
A ping from a Chinese ship is going to... No. Carol Alt needs to be on, and I don't know, because Dr. Frank King is scheduled with the Candida. I don't know if they're going to air it today at 4. We'll reach out to her again and find out what's going on. I cannot believe that. It's hard to believe.
Man.
But it is and it isn't. All right.
Yeah.
Ebola is in the news. I said in the notes we were going to cover this. Super Don, when we were talking about this off the air, you said Ebola, that's not something we can just say selenium and go on your way. And, in fact, I said to you, yes, you can. You were surprised
by that.
That was
rather funny, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. You were on the right track.
I was like, well, Robert, what are you going to do? Just say, take your selenium and you'll be good. And it turns out, yes.
Peer-reviewed literature coming out of Africa where Ebola was more prevalent. They found there was no selenium in the soils when they supplemented selenium in the diets of those suffering or who were at risk for Ebola. Ebola went away. Another cellular dysregulation scenario because of a lack of selenium. You get your selenium where we get our selenium from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com, 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. That's where you go. Unlock the Power to Heal has a lot of great information, including a lot of support for the things that I've utilized clinically. We have just worked, Ty and I are on an additional bonus information on the issue of hemp, cannabis, marijuana, because it's that important. That'll be coming out in a couple of weeks in time for the Cannabis Cup in Colorado. So that's it for this edition today. Super Don, thank you. Tom on the board, thanks for staying awake long enough to get us through it. And we'll be back tomorrow with more powerful healing. Check out all the links at robertscottbell.com, including the Echo Water, Beta 1-3-D Clue Can for Better Way Health, and
Carnivora.
Carnivora. That's right, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yep. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.